Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking some time. Adam, just quickly, what was your impression of the play involving Mark Scheifele and Matthew Tkachuk?
I agree with what Paul said last night. I don't think it's accidental. I think it's intentional. I don't know if he meant to try and cut him, but I think it's one of those plays where how often does your skate come off the ice and land on the guy's ankle? So that's where I stand on it.
One quick follow-up. I mean, you guys have dealt with this a lot all year, but how do you survive the loss or potential loss of Mark in the series?
Yeah, it's a huge loss. He's a huge driver for us up front, and he kind of does it all. He plays big minutes, he scores big goals, and he handles the puck and usually plays against the other team's best. So it's definitely a big hole to fill up the middle. I think we've seen it when Brian Little's gone down, and we've had wheels shift to the middle, and other guys have had to step up. So I think that's going to be something that we have to focus on being able to do it. No one single player is going to be able to replace all the things he does. So, it definitely leaves a big hole in our lineup. But, I think it gives an opportunity for guys like Rosie, Copper, Wheels, and, to get even more minutes and kind of try and fill that void.
Eric Francis from Sportsnet, go ahead.
Adam, do you think that Matthew Tkachuk is a dirty hockey player?
I don't know if I would say dirty, I'd say reckless. We all play hard. I don't have the cleanest track record either. I think, when you're playing a physical brand of hockey, sometimes you step over the line. I think, that was one of those plays. I think, it's kind of reckless going in. Your skate comes up and lands on a guy's ankle. So I don't know if I'm going to come out and call him a dirty player, but I think he is a bit reckless sometimes.
Thank you.
Mike McIntyre from the Winnipeg Free Press. Go ahead.
So, guys, obviously losing game one in a best of five is not ideal. How do you channel, I guess, what happened last night and try and use it now potentially without a key player or two, depending on Patrick's status? How do you channel that now into what you face tomorrow?
Well, I think we have to put it behind us. Game one's over with. We got to learn from it and go from there. That comes with along with channeling our emotions. They might be running high, and which is a good thing if we can contain it. So we'll have to take those emotions into game two with a little bit of caution as well.
Adam, it seemed pretty much from the opening shift the Flames wanted to make a physical presence. And Tkachuk, I think, hit Scheifele right off the hop. I think it was Lindholm had a big hit on Josh and Dylan DeMello. Was there anything about their physical play, aside the Tkachuk incident aside, but anything about that surprised you guys? And how do you maybe try and match that physicality?
Well, I think we knew what they were going to try and do. They have a couple of really tough players, and and some guys that kind of follow their lead. So, we knew they're a hard forechecking team, and that's part of their game, part of their style. And, usually in the playoffs, physicality ramps up. But I think when we look at it, we have some guys in this room that can use our size and use our physicality to try and match that, and the other guys use their speed. And it's sometimes you can use that against them when teams get to overly aggressive. If you can connect on a few short passes, you're out of your zone quick and you get through the neutral zone with speed. I think yesterday, last night's game, we weren't as sharp as we need to be, and I think that kind of slowed us down and allowed their physicality to kind of be an advantage for them. Whereas, I think if we're a little sharper tomorrow and we're able to come out of our zone a little cleaner, some of those hits that they made won't be there, and we'll be controlling the puck a little more in their zone.
Brian Munns from TSN 1290, go ahead.
Good morning, guys. Neil, I guess just for you, obviously, as the game wore on, it probably got a little bit frustrating, especially on the power play. What do you think when you look back at the attempts that you had last night in game two, you guys can maybe have a little bit more effect with?
There wasn't many positives from last night, but there were a few. I think the first power play, I think Patty had a couple one-timer looks, and I think I had an opportunity from up top. So we're definitely have to going to look at how to break in a little better. But there were a few opportunities, including when Shife went down and we had Patty and Nick Ehlers on the left and right. We had a couple good opportunities there too.
Alrighty, Ryan Leslie from Sportsnet.ca, go ahead.
Adam, just I don't know if you had a chance to speak to Mark or even through text, but if so, what was the message to him and maybe what was his response to you? Obviously, everybody was feeling low after the game, a lot of emotions, but what was that interaction like?
Yeah, well, you know, the eight with him after the game, I think, you know, we were all extremely worried for him. You know, you never want to see a guy go down and to see how much pain he was in, you know, right there, your heart sinks and you're thinking the worst. And, you know, I think we were still waiting on the results at the time. So, you know, we're not sure of the extent and, you know, we're hoping that it's more of a scare than, you know, as severe as we first thought. But, you know, he's just trying to keep our spirits up. I think, you know, he's such a good team guy and he's such a good person that, you know, he even with all that going on with him, we're worried about making sure we're ready for the next game.
Murat Atesh from The Athletic, go ahead.
Hey guys, I don't know if you guys would use shot clocks or metrics like that to sort of measure the game, but even without Shifley, it looked pretty even at 5-on-5. What can you do well that you can lean on tomorrow?
Well, I think we can use our speed. We have a fast team, especially up front. So kind of like what Lau said earlier, we know that they're a physical team. And if they get a little too over-aggressive, we can connect on a couple passes and make some plays. So we're going to have to carry that into game two.
Kane Weave from Sportsnet again. Go ahead.
Thank you, Adam. Just shifting to Jansen Harkins, I mean, how would you describe his development over the course of the year and what you've seen from him in terms of growth?
Yeah, well, he's made big strides. I think you saw the start he had in the American League and being named the All-Star team and kind of just taking that step forward. You know, he really kind of was dominating that league on a nightly basis. And then for him to come up and kind of get his feet wet and he really started to see the confidence grow. You know, we had a few injuries and he started to play a lot more minutes and, you know, they really generated some good offense, you know, whether he was playing with Cocker and Rosie or with Appy and Rosie. And, you know, I think you can see the skill there and the smarts. And, you know, he's one of those guys, he's quick to areas. He's quick to make good offensive plays. And, you know, what I think if he draws in, that's what we're going to look for is, you know, to him kind of building off the regular season that he had for us and, you know, to try and provide a little bit of that spark and, you know, bring that quickness to the lineup.
Sarah Orleski from TSN, go ahead.
Neil, just a question about the power play. And obviously when Mark is lost so early on and then you didn't have Patrick for the last couple of power plays as well, but what sort of challenge is that for your unit and what did you see as kind of being the biggest issue in trying to generate anything against Calgary's penalty kill?
Well, I think one of the bigger issues is that we had a lot of chemistry. I can't remember when we all started playing together, maybe November or so, but you lose that chemistry right away. You know, the coaches did a good job of putting the units together the best they thought they could, but it definitely helps getting to practice in before a game. So I'm sure that'll be a key point of practice today.
All righty, Ryan Leslie from Sportsnet to end things off. Go ahead.
Question for either one of you. And you touched on it a moment ago, Adam, just the idea of resetting and refocusing. Was there something that Paul said to you after the game as a group to sort of say, that's behind us, let's reset, let's refocus and not let this become something that we need to be focused on and getting back on track? Was there something that he specifically said to you as a group?
Well, you know, I think what he comes in and says is, you know, I think we'll keep that to ourselves. But, you know, I think the main takeaway from last night is we know and we expect to be a lot better. I think, you know, it seemed like it was a pretty even game, 5-on-5, and, you know, our special teams, power play and penalty kill weren't terrific, and, you know, that's the difference in the game. But, you know, with that being said, we look at the way we played, and, you know, we look at the way we think we can play. We know and we expect to be a lot better in game two. And, you know, obviously we would have liked to have taken game one, but, you know, we didn't have our best effort. You have to give Calgary a lot of credit. They played well, and, you know, now we're going to have to find that answer. So, you know, I think it starts today. We're going to have a good practice. And going into game two, that's our mindset is, you know, do the things that have made us successful all year. And, you know, the rest will take care of itself. So obviously, you know, we have a couple of big pieces that could potentially be missing for tomorrow's game. You know, those are tough holes to fill, but, you know, if everyone kind of does their own job and, you know, each line contributes and they're all built a little differently, you know, it bodes well and gives our chance the team to win every night.